Let's be honest, the old way of investing isn't serving anyone anymore. The old adage of, you know, just save up for retirement, put your money into a 401k plan, put it into an IRA and sort of set it and forget it, has not worked. It was a total scam when it was first introduced, and it has actually never worked. The average 401k at retirement is anywhere between $70,000 and $90,000, which means when you retire, you're going to live off of $90,000 for the rest of your life and maybe a little bit of Social Security money. No, that is not a way to build wealth. And of course, this is a scam because Wall Street and, of course, government has wanted you to put your money into a 401k plan because it's a partnership between Wall Street and the government, right? You're partnering with the government in order for them to make money and to create this facilitation of a 401k plan. So again, the scam is real. The idea that you're going to live off a pile of cash when you retire is never going to work. In fact, more and more people like you are starting to realize that there has to be a better way. And there is, and that's through a self-directed IRA. Now, in 1974, when the self-directed IRA first came onto the scene, wealthy people took advantage of it. But almost everybody in America didn't know about it. No one was being told this because the big banks didn't want you to know about it. And so what this enabled you to do is to take checkbook control, self-control of your own investments using a retirement vehicle that could grow tax-free. So the difference, of course, is that you would be able to invest in things like real estate or gold or silver, precious metals, things like that inside of your self-directed retirement account. And it's held up by a custodian. Just a few custodians in the country actually allow you to set one of these things up. They, you know, it varies in price from a few $100 a year just to manage the account, but that's about it. This is not like a Fidelity IRA or a Charles Schwab IRA. No, because they make money off of your money by telling you where to put your money, what mutual funds to invest in, what ETFs, et cetera. So they make money managing your money. This is totally different. Just a little story, backstory for you. I had a 401k plan for a number of years. I worked in television for a number of years, and I wanted to start using that money to invest in real estate. I wanted to say, okay, I've got, you know, these few $100,000 that I want to start buying rental properties with it. So I got on the phone with Fidelity, and I already knew the answer to this, but I called up Fidelity, which was manning my 401k plan at the time. And I said, hey, I would like to, I would like to start investing in real estate with my 401k plan. Can I do that? And they said, oh, sure. Yes, you can do that. And I said, oh, really? So I could buy a house right now, this investment property that I've identified with a cash flow of this, I can buy it inside of my, and they said, no, you can't do it that way, but you can invest in real estate REITs, real estate investment trusts, REIT stocks of real estate. And I said, no. That's not investing in real estate. As Tom Wheelwright likes to point out, that's like three steps removed from actually investing in real estate. And I said, no. I want to self-direct my money. Can you offer self-direction? And they said, oh yeah, we do self-direction, meaning you can pick whatever you want to invest in. I said, no. You don't understand my question. I want to invest in real estate, actual real estate. They said, oh, well, we can't do that. So the thing is, they will try to talk you out of this. We deal with this all of the time with our clients who are moving their stuff from a traditional IRA, or they're moving their old 401k plan over to a self-directed account. When they get on the phone with Charles Schwab or Fidelity or whatever, you'll often find this pushback where they will try to encourage you to not move your money out of the account. And they're lying to you. This is a strategy that they actively use to try to keep your money in their system. And this happens many, many times where a client will say, no, I want to invest in real estate. And they'll tell them, you can invest in real estate stocks inside of your Fidelity account. And they'll say, okay, I guess. And they get defeated and they just do it. And that's how they keep you in this system, a system that has failed. So the sad truth is that keeping you locked into this 401k system, this old traditional IRA system, is setting Americans up for failure, financial ruin upon retirement. So imagine you have your retirement ready to go in a 401k plan, you're nearing retirement age, and suddenly the stock market, the volatility in the stock market like last year, takes a total dump, wipes out 40 or 50% of your portfolio. And now you're going to retire on that money? You might as well have had your money with Bernie Madoff, for crying out loud, because now that's all wiped away. Now, during the 2008, of course, recession and the financial collapse, so many people had their money in these traditional retirement accounts that were nearing retirement, and they lost it all. They had to continue working and never stop working up until the day they died. So that last 20 years of their life that they would have gotten to enjoy on their retirement money, maybe a little bit. No, they still had to work. They had to take on additional work and move well into retirement age, continuing being Walmart greeters and just working in retail. It was a disaster because they had their money in the stock market, and that was how their retirement was tied. So I can't tell you, you know, where to put your money, but I can absolutely tell you that the number one way to build and preserve wealth is with real estate investing. Had they actually had a self-directed retirement account, it would have been a totally different scenario. Imagine if those same people in 2008 had a self-directed account that they had real estate, precious metals, and other cash flowing assets that are growing tax-free up until retirement in that account instead of stocks. How much different their life would look than it did when they ended up going into their bank, their brokerage account, and seeing that almost all of their account was destroyed because of the stock market crash. A self-directed IRA or an SD IRA allows you to invest in things that might fall outside of the traditional stock account. For instance, again, you can invest in real estate, you could invest in precious metals, you could invest in Bitcoin if you wanted to. You could invest all of that inside of your self-directed account. Normally, you're just locked in a traditional IRA to investing in stocks, bonds, ETFs, etc. So now, and you can also still invest in those things if you want to inside of your self-directed account, but allows diversity. It allows for you to have total control so that you can choose your family's future, not be tied to the select number of bonds or mutual funds that your company selects for you. That's the other trick of this, right? Is that when you work for a company, they are going to select the funds that you get to invest in. So when I first started working and getting a 401k plan, I logged into the portal and they had a list of like 15 or 20 different things that I could choose from. And I could create my portfolio based on whether it was aggressive or more moderate or conservative, right? Am I older? Maybe I want to be more conservative. If I'm younger, I wanted to be more aggressive. But then it only gave me about 20 things to pick from. That's it. I didn't have the whole stock market at my fingertips. No, I had a select number of ones that they, Fidelity, had worked out with my employer that they were going to select. And then, of course, the other big scam is the company matching program, which has all but disappeared, right? If you have a company that does a company match, great for you. Maybe you take advantage of that up until that percentage. And then beyond that, have control of your money in a self-directed account. So with a 401k plan company match, very often, and most people don't realize this, the company matching stocks that they're giving you, of course, are in the company's stocks that you work for. So if you're getting a matching stock from Home Depot, it's because you work at Home Depot and you're getting those particular stocks in your portfolio. So it's not giving you the opportunity to go out and get all sorts of different stocks. It's going to give you company matching stocks for the company that you work for. And maybe that company you work for is not the greatest company in the world. So do you really want stock? You want your financial future with that company match in those stocks? Maybe not. When you're investing inside of a self-directed account, you get to choose what you invest in. You don't have a broker or a financial advisor telling you what to pick. So when you set up with your custodian through your self-directed account, the custodian is not going to tell you at all what to invest in. They're simply setting up the account for you, and they will handle sort of the inflow and outflow of money for you. Under the federal law, that's it. They're not getting anywhere near giving you financial advice on what to invest in. Today's episode is brought to you by Tommy John. Oh, it's cold out there. Yesterday morning was kind of the first cold day for us here in the new year. We live, you know, in a pretty warm area, pretty sunny area, and it was brutal. And I did not dress warmly enough. So I went back inside and I grabbed some of my Tommy John loungewear. And I was able to take that cozy on my walk and I felt nice and warm. I walked out, I turned right back and the dog was like, "What are you doing? We just left." I'm like, "No, we're going back. I'm getting dressed again." So when you start the year in Tommy John, you're that much more comfortable, so you can do everything better. Tommy John loungewear, pajamas, underwear have dozens of comfort innovations like luxuriously soft tri-blend and micro mobile. This is even hard to say, but just take my word for it. Micromodal fabrics. Say that 5 times fast. Micromodal fabrics and 4-way stretch. Those are hard to say. Micromodal 4-way stretch. Try to say that. And no lint balls or fuzz. They don't fuzz up, which I absolutely love. 20 million pairs have been sold. Thousands of 5-star reviews. People love Tommy John. That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics like myself. Here's a fanatic who raves about this. We got this quote. I bought one pair of loungewear and after wearing them for 2 days, got all the other colors available. The only place I don't wear them is in the shower. I love that. Plus, it's all backed by Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or it's free guarantee. I love, and I'm just one of those guys that loves sitting by the fire, reading a good book, sitting there with the dog and the family. It's so nice, so comfortable, and you're going to love it too. Get 20% off right now, your first order at TommyJohn.com/investing. 20% off right now at TommyJohn.com/investing. See site for details. But even if you're not interested in a self-directed IRA for your retirement future, you know, real estate still outside of a self-directed account is an ultimate way of building cash flow and preserving your family's wealth for the future. So maybe you're one of those people who in nearing your retirement, you don't care so much about the cash flow from a rental property, right? You're fine. You've got money. You don't need that. But what you are concerned about is handing down your family's wealth to future generations. And of course, one excellent way of doing that is through real estate and then being able to hand down that wealth through the tax benefits of doing that to your family and your relatives. That's a beautiful way of preserving your family's wealth. You don't get that same experience by having stocks. Another way to use your retirement funds, of course, is as leverage. So maybe you do have a 401k or an IRA. You don't necessarily want to move it over to a self-directed account, but you could leverage those funds by borrowing against it to purchase real estate. So it's a sort of a way around having to use a different financial or retirement vehicle, but you could leverage that almost like your own financing, your own bank for you to buy real estate. And then you couple that with financing from a bank and you've got a win-win situation. So the old way of building wealth never really worked to begin with. It was a lie. It was a scam. So in 2023 and beyond, this is all about empowering you to take checkbook control of your financial future. Whether it's using assets you currently have in an IRA or an old 401k plan to borrow against or leverage and be able to purchase real estate or set up a self-directed account in order to have full control over your financial future, that's what this year is all about. This is a way of saying, hey, federal government, stay away from my money. I've got this. I'm going to figure out the path forward for my family. So take control. This is about you taking control of your family's finances. Become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth and preserve wealth through many, many generations. So check out the resources we have here on the channel. We'll have a link to a full playlist on the self-directed IRA. Check that out. And if it's right for you, you can also book a call with our team at Morris Invest. Just go to morrisinvest.com and we can help you get set up with a self-directed account in about 10 minutes and take care of you from there. We'll see you next time, everyone.